This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Put your big boy pants on, Robin here.
Hey, it's your window, Daddy.
The club. Dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature.
As a Asian,
you do it anymore, you're gonna have problems.
I have concepts of a plan.
We'll execute the baby.
They're eating the pets.
They're eating the cat.
They're eating the dog.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Nine times.
I'm sorry, I want to run.
You rarely have the question.
You son of a bitch.
I want to keep that private.
You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass. Nice to have you along tonight.
I love Dong News.
Welcome in, yeah. That was a welcome.
Yes.
That's our way of welcoming you.
Believe it or not.
Even though Souk said earlier, he does not wish our listeners to listen to our show. Much like Jerry Jones.
But I want all the adjurations out there. Please. By all means.
Yeah, we glossed over that, but...
Well, here's the full context of how that sounded.
Okay. Also, we have many Azerasians in our room.
I love it.
What does that mean?
He was Arizonians.
Yeah, he was trying to say Arizonans.
Azerasians?
And apparently his prompter shut down, and he couldn't come up with Arizonans, and so he went with...
Also, we have many Azerasians.
The pause is great.
Yeah, that's my favorite. We've all done it where you're like, wait, where do we go here? So, what?
You know what I'm just going to throw out there? Azerasians.
You have it where you're sitting there and you're like, what am I going to throw here? Let's, and you just cross your fingers. You're like, Azerasians.
I have concepts of a plan. Azerasians.
I don't want to get into the whole thing, but did you see what he did at his last rally?
Yeah, he was vibing, man.
Dude,
he felt music.
He just stood up there and they played music for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it was at the end. And so he just, they teed up his playlist. I think one was like Ave Maria or something. He just sat there and swayed. And then no one knew what to do. And so they said after like 20 minutes, people started to leave. And then they just kept going. I kind of appreciate it. It's like, hey, man, just, what are you doing? Just vibing.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
You get that like at the end of a concert, you don't know if it's over or not. They're like, hey, are they coming back out? I'm like, I don't know. What do? Just leave. Azerations. I love it.
We have consumer goods talk.
Difficulties. Was that Bush that had difficulties?
I don't know.
Yeah. He had some good ones.
Now watch this drive.
that's still right. That's my favorite presidential moment of all time. I would have slept with George Bush at that moment. Now,
I would have power-bottomed the hell out of him.
That was after he threw the pitch, the opening of the New York series, the World
How
Series.
How old is he now?
Bush?
W.
He's got to be in his 70s, right? Late 70s?
78.
Yeah.
Trump's age.
That's amazing that he is as young or younger than the two presidential candidates before Kamala got
involved. I know.
Like,
what's great is
golly.
That at one point, like, a lot of people hated that dude beyond belief, right? Warmonger stuff, Dick Cheney. And he's now, it's like Jimmy Carter. When Jimmy Carter was president, people hated Jimmy Carter. And then, like, he became, like, a lovable old man. And Bush kind of has that now, where all Bush needed to do was just wait for to see what happens as the years went on, because now he's like a painter and he's kind of viewed as more of a moderate guy. And Bush has done a 180. People love him now. People long for the days of Bush.
Trump is the best thing that ever happened to George W. Bush.
Oh, 100%. You're like, you think you hated me now or hated me then. What about now?
You're
like,
you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
The Azerasians. Oh, my God.
Azerasians.
How does your brain even go to that?
I don't know.
Your brain's 78. That's how.
Does he think there are a lot of Asians in the
Azerasians?
But there's a lot of Azerasians. Well, to be fair, if there were a bunch of Asians in Arizona, would they be Azerasians?
Azerasians.
Look, that, if I'm that campaign spokesman, that's when I'm spinning. We're big into the Asian American community.
Or would they be Asian Zonans?
No, I like Azerasians.
I think so too.
I like the Azerasians.
Azerasians.
Maybe if the BTJ moves down there someday.
Yeah, if we get a second place down there, or like I got a buddy of mine who's got a place down there in Scottsdale. When we go down there, does she instantly become an Azerasian?
Did you just leak some news? You buying a second home?
No, I got a buddy that has a place down there. Oh. So if we go down and visit, we could be visiting Azerasians.
Yeah, you're right. That needs to stick.
That certainly.
Sorry,
yes.
Arizonians,
yeah,
Asians.
The Arizonians or whatever.
Arizonans.
Arizonans.
Probably Arizonans.
Well, no, that's dead. I'm sorry. If you're from Arizona, you're an Azeration.
Also, we have many Azerasians in our room.
So good.
Freaking awesome.
You're
I love
making
it. Me uncomfortable.
So good.
Man, make me uncomfortable. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the Azerasians.
We have some consumer goods talk here.
Oh, we do.
On the show.
What are we buying?
Well, we've got a KKK candle.
That's rough.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing it's what?
Well,
I do like candles.
You can look it up. It's made by Snowed In. And the candle is red.
Well, that's a little awkward.
It's got little designs on it that they say are inadvertent, but they look exactly like Ku Klux Klan hoods. Mm. And there's like five of them.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying, I really thought that someone was making like Ku Klux Klan.
No, it was a mistake. And you can kind of see how it's a mistake, although the fact that somebody didn't catch that is alarming. But
it really looks like a whole rally of them.
It looks like there's a rally.
Yeah, they were selling this at Bath and Body Works.
And it's not good, by the way, that there's a flame coming out the top of it, because when you see a bunch of white men in hoods and then there's a flame, nothing good has ever come out of that. That's bad.
Yeah, well,
what is that supposed to be?
It's supposed to be a paper snowflake.
Oh.
And the side by side, you know, like the diamond shapes.
Yeah, I see what you're doing there.
But it didn't work. And
I love when stuff like this happens.
The company has stopped selling the candle.
You know, by the way, that these are going to start popping up on eBay for like $100 a pop. It'll be a collector's item. It's like how everyone's trying to get their hands on one of the Portland Timbers DiBella jerseys. You know, that had to get taken down. Like, whenever something like that happens, the Billy Ripken era card, you're like, oh, I got to give you one of them snowed in candles. Like, I really thought that there was going to be a racist candle. This is just, you know, it's a little whoops.
You know what? I bet there are racist candles out there. Little small mom and pop shops.
I just have always preferred the whites.
Probably exist.
Have you ever been to like a gun and knife show?
I wish I could have more.
People just sell
white
little
thing.
Racist tchotchkes?
They don't sell little tchotchkes.
There's some always works. Pretty aggressive paraphernalia that gets thrown around those places.
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
Yeah, and then the other one is if you go down anywhere in the deep south, like we go to New Orleans a bit, we really like New Orleans, and you go into all the antique shops, dude, there's some stuff in antique New Orleans shops that it's...
Do they have any Azerasian memorabilia?
I don't know if they have the Azerasians, but they have...
Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right past it.
They have a lot of...
Also, we have many Azerasians in our room.
They have a lot of, like, old figurines and, like, just stuff from, like, the 1920s and 30s, and it's rough. It is the dolls and the... It's just... It's rough.
Can I say that the Guardians have loaded the bases again?
And aren't going to score?
With nobody out against Gerrit Cole. It's in the fifth. It's still 3-0 Yankees, but they loaded them up again. Nobody out.
Yeah, they won't.
Naylor's up.
We'll see what happens.
Come on.
Well, maybe he'll beat a CNI single out. Oh wait, no, he won't. Did he just hit a granny?
No.
Routine fly ball. He'll score one though, right? There you go.
Scores the corner.
At Bath & Body Works, we are committed to listening to our teams and customers and committed to fixing any mistakes we make, even those that are unintentional like this one. We apologize to anyone we've offended and are swiftly working to have this item removed and are evaluating our processes going forward.
Why can't we just say that it was a hilarious error and that no one saw it? Like, no one set out.
Well, I don't think it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
That is not hilarious.
Yes, it is.
They have to treat that seriously. But how, honestly, how do you not...
I'm sorry, that's funny.
Listen, I'm not in the consumer world, okay? Yeah. But this happens far too often where we ask the question, how did somebody not catch that? Like, do these things not get... I mean, do people just willy-nilly design stuff and just throw them on the shelves?
Generally have quality control departments.
That's what I'm asking.
For this exact reason.
This a thing?
I'd be curious how many people this made it through with no one noticing.
God. It's not that hard. Or maybe it is.
I don't know. It's just good. I don't care what anyone says. I'm sorry. That's funny. It's funny.
We also have 7-Up. Finally making a Shirley Temple. I don't know what took them so long, but they are now making
a Shirley Temple.
Yes, a bottle and a can. Yeah. Yes, and they have the no sugar one, and then they have the sugar one.
Now, how is that different than Cherry 7-Up? Because I always thought Cherry 7-Up was essentially Shirley Temple in a bottle.
Well, it depends on what the cherry.
I'm not gonna lie. That does kind of feel like already a Shirley Temple. Because and let me just state for the record. I understand that is probably the least manly drink you can have, but a Shirley Temple is delightful.
Yeah,
and so is
Cherry 7-Up.
Cherry 7-Up. I don't know what the difference between the 7-Up Shirley is and the... this one says, I have tried the 7-Up Shirley Temple and I have complicated feelings.
Why?
I don't know. I'll take a look. But...
The cherry part of a Shirley Temple... If I'm not mistaken, is grenadine.
Grenadine, yes.
But I don't know that Cherry 7-Up
has grenadine. It's just cherry flavored.
Right.
But isn't grenadine just cherry flavor? So it's like, that's what makes me think it's got to be like similar, maybe?
I feel like grenadine has a lot of sugar in it.
Yes.
And that's why...
Maybe the cherry flavor is not as sugary?
Right. That's why I think maybe it's a little different.
Sure. I believe I have told this story, but I will never forget a Shirley Temple when, I want to say it was like my sophomore year when we at BYU went to a bowl game in Memphis, Tennessee, and a bunch of the old linemen went out that night, and we were at a bar, and we were sitting down, and they came around, and we all placed our orders, you're like 19, 20, you got a fake ID, so some people ordering beer, some people ordering whiskey, and one Craig Schmidt... Who, by the way, a proud Azerasian. He is from the great state of Arizona. He had a little bit of a lisp.
Azerasians.
He was a good dude. And he sat at the table as the lady came around. And by the way, the barmaid was hot. And so instantly everyone's like, oh my gosh, you got a hot over there. And just proud as can be with no irony whatsoever, my man, straight up, wearing his full BYU regalia, we're like, are you kidding me? That's what you decided to wear out? Ordered a Shirley Temple. Never lived it down.
Barmaid?
What?
We okay with that?
What am I supposed to say?
I think so.
Is that okay now?
Is that not a... No? Am I canceled again?
You might have just been canceled by one or two people out there.
You barmaid? Do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
What should...
Barmaid?
Bartender.
Bartender.
But she wasn't...
Or cocktail waitress.
Server.
Cocktail server. I don't know. Is barmaid an offensive term?
I don't know. I just, it makes me think of like bar wench.
I could have said bar
which
wench.
Which I do think is offensive.
Went to the bar wench in Memphis.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe not.
I'll just never forget. And then we just all started laughing. And he was like, what's the problem? We're like.
My dad's got a story like that. He and a buddy went to a casino when they were underage. And his buddy, who ended up playing O-line at Cal, was a big dude, but he had the lisp. And he went up and he asked the gal, he's like, can I have a tequila sunrise? And she's like, I'm the Keno girl. He's like, oh, that's okay. I'll have one of those. And they're like, you're not 21. Get out of here.
Well, and the best part is, I think he was one of the only people that was actually old enough to drink. And he ordered a G.D. Shirley Temple. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Schmitty, what are you doing?
So you do remember the Roy Rogers.
Yeah, I remember the Roy Rogers.
So that's the Coke
instead
of 7-Up with the grenadine.
Which, by the way, the Shirley Temple, even though the name is way worse, the Shirley Temple is way better than the Roy Rogers.
And then did you know that the Shirley Temple can also be, a lot of people do ginger ale. Did you know that?
Ooh, that actually maybe sounds a little better.
No, but I will tell you, I've never done that. But the ginger ale, the Canada Dry makes during the holiday, they make a cranberry ginger ale. And let me tell you, that is delightful.
Yeah, Sierra Mist used to come out with like a cranberry holiday edition that's really good. I like that.
Yeah. What do you call a Shirley Temple if you throw some vodka in it?
That is called a Dirty Shirley.
That's right.
A Dirty Shirley. Yeah. Dirty Shirls.
Yeah.
I'm going to call that the fat. Hey, give me a fat, dirty Shirls. Let's go.
And look, that's not something I would order, but it does sound delicious.
Yes. Look, can we all admit that sometimes some of the most delicious food or delicious beverages out there are also like the lamest thing you can order, but they are delightful. I'm sorry. Order an Aperol Spritz sometimes. It's fantastic.
All right. So I have a lot of questions about this next story.
Does it involve a dirty Shirley?
It comes to us from...
Does it involve a racist candle?
No, but it does involve a severed head and hands.
Oh.
Hey! Ooh.
Was that
Rocket
Mexico, Mayor?
To the door!
Why are hands always washing? Oh, no, that one in Canada was feet, right?
Little feetsies,
yeah. Weren't the feetsies washing up?
In shoes.
Yeah. And no one seemed to mind that at all. It was like, what are you talking about? It's normal. Completely normal.
Yeah, I think there was an explanation for that, wasn't there?
Yeah, I didn't buy it one bit. I didn't like it. You can't just have random feet washing up in shoes and everyone collectively is like, eh.
Let's say a couple of feetsies wash up while you're walking the beach and you're like, man, those are nice.
Well, you know, nice sneakers.
Kicks.
Yeah.
You taking the...
My size?
Yeah.
Human foot in shoe.
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking those.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I don't want someone else's dead foot shoe.
They're dead.
I'm not going to lie. I'd think about it.
I think Sook would.
Yeah.
I could see him doing it.
That seems kind of gross.
And then he'd
like put on a dead man's jacket. Like, no thanks.
He would just chuck the foot out into the water to chum it for the sharks.
Well, you know what the first thing I would do is I'd
poke it.
Yeah, I'd poke at
Make
it.
Make sure the foot's not alive.
Yeah, yeah, see what's up. Look, I think I'd have to alert local authorities, but...
But before
Hey, officer, what are you going to do with that shoe?
See, I don't think I could take the shoe because I'm like, it's an investigative
thing. Tampering with evidence.
You know, I'm tampering with evidence. But if you told me that there was an explanation and there wasn't, like, all I had to do was remove said feet from the shoes and the shoes were nice, yeah, I don't, what do I care? I'll buy a pair of used shoes. What does it matter to me if those shoes have been on someone's feet that are dead or alive? They're just feet. I'll do that. I wouldn't wear a dead guy's underwear. I think that would be a bit problematic.
Why not?
But shoes? Isn't that the one piece of used clothing that under no circumstances that you would wear is underwear?
I mean, dead guy apparel is dead guy apparel for me. I kind of think I don't want to wear the dead person's stuff. But
why are we talking about this?
Severed heads and hands. That's your next story.
Ah, well, 3-2, here we go.
How about this? You remember you were in Vegas, you had those pants, the nicest pants you've ever worn.
Yeah, yeah, I returned them.
But they were, how much were they?
$400.
Dead guy pants.
Oh, those actual pants are on a dead guy?
Those pants are on a dead guy.
I mean, I don't need the pants that bad.
And the coroner's like, hey, you know what? We're taking these pants.
I got to do something with these pants.
Yeah, I got to do something with those pants. And you're like, well, you're just going to throw those away? And the guy's like, yeah, dude.
My size?
Your size?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll take it.
See?
I'll throw them in the wash.
Exactly, right?
No big deal.
With the shoes, you know, I'll Febreze them a little bit. Maybe take a magic eraser to them.
Those pants were great.
Exactly. You're not throwing away those pants. What do you care if it's a dead
guy? Just looking for validation.
You're like, well, they can't go to waste, so...
I think I got my validation.
Yeah, that's what you wanted. I gave you what you wanted.
that Buck over there, high and mighty, not willing to wear a dead guy's clothes.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate still.
Do you drive a dead guy's car?
Oh, I think, of course.
Yeah, that's different.
How is that different?
Wait, where's his bunny?
It's in the car.
In the car?
Yeah. Wait, so there's a dead person in the car. I'm just like, you're going to need to get out and I'll take the car?
Dead person in the car. He keels over.
Person dies in the car.
And you're there and like it's your neighbor.
Natural causes?
Natural causes. He died. Old guy.
Feet wash up on the beach. I don't think natural causes.
Keels over, dead in the car. And you watch the emergency people come and take him out. And the wife's like, oh my God, I just can't. I need this car out of here. I need it out of here now. I don't even want to sell it. First person here, you know what? This is, you just take this car.
As long as there's no dead guy stink, yeah, I'll take it.
Well, there was a dead guy there. There may be an odor, but it's a free, it's a nice car. It's a Mercedes.
My issue with the shoes is that, like, you're going to have waterlogged dead skin stuff in there. Like, I don't want that. No.
You're driving that dead guy car, aren't you?
Maybe. Yeah, depends on the smell.
Yeah, I'll take the car.
Yeah, take the car.
And then it wasn't sitting at the bottom of a lake, was it?
And you have to know every time that you get in that car, you're like, hey, where'd you get that car? You're like, that's going to hell of a story, but dead guy car. You'll think about it every now and then, but then be like, you know what? Nice car.
It drives.
I think we've talked about this before, but I don't have as much of a problem with for example, the home where someone has passed.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care.
That doesn't really bother me that much.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I just feel like, yeah. That does happen.
Any type of death or just the natural
Well, look, if it was a gruesome, bloody murder, I think that is a little different.
What if you found out someone offed themselves in the house? Change it for you?
A little, but not... I don't know. I can just get over it. Mm. Like, I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like that.
Yeah.
There's a drop.
Hef you.
Got a little off topic there, but
come on!
All right, where was I?
Severed head and hands.
Yeah, we got
next. Yeah, we're so behind.
Yeah. All right, fine. God. Yes, this next story is disturbing, and I bring it to you because there are just so many red flags in it.
Let's talk about it.
Let's do talk about it. I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like that. Yeah, it doesn't really work.
It might.
By the way, Preston's insane. P1 Preston says he has a murderer's pair of shoes. Preston, we're going to need more info on that. Feel free to text that in.
So, the head and hands of a 16-year-old girl who was last seen in 2005 were discovered in a freezer at a recently sold home in Colorado.
Ooh. So you buy that and you go wandering in and there's a freezer and you open that up.
So just listen to this. Yeah. Count the red flags. Yeah. The incident initially took place 9 months ago when the Mesa County Sheriff's Office in Colorado received a call regarding a suspicious incident in Grand Junction, which is west of Denver.
Okay.
Upon arrival, deputies found the head and hands of a human had been discovered in a freezer by someone who arrived to claim the free appliance offered by the new owner of the recently sold home.
Hey-o! Well, you think you had a weird Craigslist interaction.
So they bought the house.
Sees a freezer. It's like, I don't want it.
Yes. So the previous owner, who had a head and hands in a freezer, left the freezer and left the head and the hands in the freezer when they sold the house.
I got questions. My first question is this. Which is more unbelievable? That someone left a severed pair of hands and head in a freezer or that someone moved into a home and never bothered to look in the freezer that they then sold? You're telling me you move into a house and there's an appliance there, whatever it is. And you're like, I don't want this. I'm going to get rid of it. At no point did you bother to look into it? At no point you opened it? I find that to be almost more suspicious than the person that left the head.
Now, do the two parties have plausible deniability? The old owner's like, they weren't there when I left the house. And the new owner's like, I had no idea. They were like, both people could say I didn't know.
Well, I'm going to need more info on when the freezer was discovered and when the contents of the freezer were discovered. You know, we don't know enough about how that all went down. But just the idea that you have a severed head in your freezer, you sell the house, and you leave the severed head and the freezer blows me away.
Now, I'm not saying that I've ever severed hands, feet, head, whatever.
Hands.
Heads, I raw-dogged a dead rabbit today. So I can't speak from experience, but I would assume that I wouldn't forget that they were in the freezer.
Right.
And that, yes.
That would be the first thing you were thinking about when you moved.
If I'm selling a house that is clearly tied to me since it's my house, I would assume that I wouldn't leave behind incriminating evidence of murder.
Well, this says it took 9 months of investigation before the sheriff's office were able to release the identity of the victim. They determined that the victim is Amanda Liriel Overstreet.
Yeah, I see her right here.
She is believed to have been approximately 16 years old at the time of her disappearance.
Oh, boy.
She had not been seen or heard from since April of 2005. She was the biological daughter of the previous owner of the home.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, that's a million times worse than what I first thought. I mean, it's all bad, but yikes.
Yes.
So you killed your daughter.
And then put her in the freezer.
You put her in the freezer and left some 20 years later. And you forgot that she was in the freezer?
Put her under some chicken nuggies and just forgot about it?
I think it's a big assumption that they forgot. I'm so you sure intentionally that they remember
for the next leave? Owner who's obviously going to find her?
Because you're dumb.
Now, this is not the same thing, but I have told this story that my grandmother in Alaska told me to go down and get
the frozen cat
and get something out of the freezer. And there was a dead frozen cat in the freezer. So,
yeah, I'm going to say frozen dead animals are way more common than anyone wants
than
to
dead
admit.
Children, offspring.
I'll tell you what, when you're like 11 years old, let me tell you, it's not commonplace to see a dead frozen cat. And you would think that the frozen cat would be in some sort of bag or box. You can't just have dead animals in there. And yeah, this person's got... That just blows me away. I cannot believe that.
Well, and the other thing about this is that they said that there's no record that she was ever reported missing. So, There are more red flags. Like
when, absolutely.
Because she had classmates, and they said that she hadn't been seen since 2005. Nobody ever looked in the home?
None of the teachers at the school were like, hey, whatever happened to Amanda? Nobody did
Don't
that?
They investigate the missing girl? I mean, I know. Well, I guess she wasn't reported missing. But they said no one had seen or heard from her. So no one ever, I mean.
Apparently not.
Dude.
No one bothered to look in the freezer.
Much questions. And this house looks exactly like you would think it would look.
Super scary.
Well, it's just, it's kind of trashy. I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that. It doesn't look bad.
You're making judgments here.
A little bit. It's fine. But it's been remodeled, they said.
Boy, you're right in that, I put this?
Look, if you drive by the house and go, hey, there's a severed head in there, okay.
Yeah,
okay. I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we all know those neighborhoods where at one point it's only got three homes, the three types of homes in the neighborhood, and at one point it was really nice, and then 10 years later you look at those neighborhoods and they've gone to hell. That's what this is. That's the most generic.
The new development that never took off.
Asked AI to create you the most generic ass house you could have, it's even brown, for God's sakes. Yeah, it's. Yeah, you're not wrong in saying it's trash. And it did have, indeed, a severed head in it. So have they gone and talked to the parents now? Have arrests been made? Or
no, the rest of the story is not complete. They don't... I would assume they're now going to go after the sellers, but... I mean,
how recent was the discovery?
Well...
Like when is this from?
They said it took 9 months for them to figure out who the girl was. That's right. Another thing. Why does it take 9 months to figure out whose severed head it was?
Because Freezer it's bird? Been in there for 20 years.
Well, I understand, but she and was
no
missing.
But no one was reported missing.
I know, but you know it's her.
As soon as you see a person, I think your first two questions is, does the person have a connection to the new owner? Do they have a connection to the old owner? Those are the first two questions,
well,
right?
I guess my thing about DNA evidence, obviously I don't know how DNA evidence works, but when you have a severed head or hands, what? And I get it's decomposed in the freezer and everything.
Actually, it's not decomposed. The freezer would keep it nice and fresh.
Well, then why does it take 9 months to determine who it is?
Because there's no DNA to match it against. This was one. She was murdered in 2005.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, there's no remaining DNA from her in the house. Okay. There's no hair, clothes, whatever.
Yeah, right. That makes sense.
This happens all the time now with these cold case files is in 2005, and even now, if you had someone's DNA, you still need the DNA to match.
Yeah, it has to match him.
It has to match him.
That's
someone
why it's taken him so long to match a lot of the 9/11 victims.
Issue with like the missing and murdered indigenous women, like they don't have anything to match them to. Like all those cases with the truckers and all that.
And this person's on my side right here. It's right here, Vancouver Dexline. I bought 3 homes. I look in every spot in every fridge and stove. That buyer is the biggest idiot. That's what I'm saying. There's no way. Something's up. There's no way you move into a home and you do not open a fridge, refrigerator, stove, cabinets. No way.
Bigger conspiracy afoot? And the new buyer were in on this?
Something's up. You're telling me when you moved into your house, you didn't look in the kitchen cupboards?
Of course.
You didn't open closets?
You look in every nook and cranny.
Yeah, but again, we don't really know how this all went down.
I do know that the person who bought the home sold the freezer and didn't realize that there was a severed head in it. I'm calling horsenears. Something's up. Two and two.
Like, you'd at least open it up and be like, hey, you left something in your freezer, even if it were in a bag or something. Like,
what if you took the head and hands back to the seller and be like, hey,
you left this behind.
You forgot these.
Hey, we had that story where someone bought a barbecue and there was a dude's severed leg in it and he wanted the leg back. And the guy was like, no, man, I bought this fair and square.
I ate that thing.
That did happen.
Gross.
He kept his leg
the pets.
God. What is the matter with people? Okay, we got to go. Here's Buckley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're running out of time, but I have to read a text, okay?
Text away.
I just...
You all right over there?
No.
All right.
I'm going to read you a text. I love our listeners.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but...
Some of them you don't even want to listen to the program.
That's right. Most of them are great.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this person is wonderful, but I have to call him or her out.
Okay.
They write us tonight at 6:35 p.m. And they say, did you guys cover the Ducks 12 men on the field penalty coming out of a timeout, in all caps, in the final minute? I couldn't listen to your show Monday. That could have cost them the game. Unacceptable mistake, in my opinion.
He's got to be joking, right?
Well, Buck, in classic Buck fashion, didn't read the text.
And I paid attention to the first part, and then I fired back.
And he just said, yes, we talked about it yesterday. And then he says, nice. Lanning dodged a massive bullet there. The whispers calling for his job would have started, but because the OSU quarterback slid a few steps late, he's a hero. Wow.
Well, I mean... not everyone is dialed in, you know.
That man is out of touch.
Well, it happens sometimes.
Kiddo, get caught up.
You telling me you don't encounter some people? I'd like to say that this doesn't happen, but the amount of times, and it's usually at the gym.
Well, I just would like to state for the record, just in case somebody does, or maybe he's listening, that is the most out of touch hot take from a game I've ever heard. Ever.
It does appear like to be a little out of touch.
Dude. Wake up. Where have you guys been?
You have to get this. Yours has to be the golf course, right?
What is what?
Where people hit you with some hot takes. Like,
well,
I...
Well, sure.
Azerasians.
Yeah.
Is this guy an Azerasian? Yeah. What do you mean? Like, a hot take? Hot take is one thing. No. Like, that is not, like, he literally does not know that Dan Lanning is being lauded all throughout college football because of that intentional.
Yeah. It's
the thing that he's saying that could have cost them the game and would have cost them his job is actually the exact opposite of, like, why he's being fluffed all over the country.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens. It happens.
I don't know that it does. Well, apparently it does.
I'm trying to figure out what this person thought the worst case scenario was, that you throw a 12th man on the field and still beat you deep.
He is, like, saying, coming out of a timeout, it is inexcusable to have 12 men on the field.
This person's implying it was not on purpose?
Jesus, Buckley, are you a living human being right now?
I don't get how
he does not understand that Dan Lanning did that on purpose.
I don't know how you couldn't with so much talk about it.
I'm pointing out.
I'm saying I agree. I don't get it.
Buck is doing the exact thing that the listener was doing. Buck's not paying attention. We love it.
Oh, my God.
You got to go to break.
all of you.
Our listeners are wonderful. I love
and
you.
And so is our producer.
And the Azerasians, every one of you. I love you.
Azerasians.
You're the best. Be right back. Oh, we got another text here on the Vancouver 4 text line. Hey, did you guys talk about the big space news during the club already? Haven't been able to listen this week. Landing on the moon!
All right!
Crazy!
One of my favorite things about this show is when Buckley is back there doing whatever the hell Buckley is doing producing, and then he wanders back into our conversation and starts to interject. It's the Lebowski thing.
It's very much a Donnie, you're out of your element situation.
Donnie, please, you're out of your element. Probably V.I. Lennon.
The best part about it is he doesn't really try to avoid it. He just drops right back
he
in
just
and
guess.
We'll give him crap if it's...
I love it.
I'm like, I think I know what's going on here.
And that's cool.
Meanwhile...
That's cool.
And the look, like, you can just tell Rob's brain melts because it takes him a second to figure out that you just haven't been listening. I love it.
Like, what are you? Why are you?
Dude, it makes me so happy.
God.
Every time it goes down.
Radio.
It's been a fun one.
We were trying to answer the question, we lined up our entire audience, like every single one.
Yeah. It's the big old Red Rover line.
What would that look like? And would we be horrified?
I don't know, man. I don't know. There's... I don't think anyone should ever, ever do that. Like, it's just...
Yeah, just leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
We're good with our buddies.
Leave it alone.
We've already met.
Yeah, we've got great P1s out there. We meet the randos.
I think we'll just leave it there.
It's just best to leave it alone.
A lot of you out there.
Is that a Schrodinger's cat sort of situation, right? Just, you don't know, and you shouldn't know.
I don't want to know.
Just things about our listeners that you couldn't understand, things you shouldn't.
Who are you people? And by the way, Harris is here, and he's got his Guardians hat on, and he's watching the game intently.
He renounced his
fandom. Hey, can you come
in
here? Come in here real quick. Let's get
him. Is he
on.
Back?
Did you
renounce your fandom?
Well, I did.
Are you back?
And yet.
The way I put it is, the Guardians Indians were an abusive relationship, but the new abusive relationship was worse than the last, and at least I know how she acts.
You can't go back.
I told you. Yes, you can. You can't leave in the first
you
place.
You can't renounce. You can't walk out on your kid and then come back a couple years later with a new Nerf football.
It was a mistake to walk away.
That's right. And you can't really even do that.
Gosh.
He is an actual fan of the Guardians. You can't just quit them.
Cowards.
Doesn't happen.
Cowards.
All right. Hot Corner is next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.